He mentioned there's an interesting question we touched on a little bit. We didn't go into it. Achrenim discussed it. Whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, so the Gemara has the klal and chayrus. The Gemara says that hilchus ekarabi isure ukishmuel bedini. In the area of the heter, we're usually going to 95% of the cases we're going to pass them like Rav. And whenever the machlekes is in the area of dini mamonos, we're going to pass them like Shmuel. So here there's a shaila whether we should pass them like Rav or Shmuel, whether you treat Shemitah. Yes, you honor Shemitah that avodas hakarka, that's isa veheta. But what about Shemitah's ksofim? Is that treated like mamayna, or is that treated like isurah? So there's taka a discussion in Achrenim, in Rishonim and Achrenim about that. That's a shaila about the psak halacha. We're going to pass them like Rav, and whenever the machlekes is in the area of Didi Mamadis, we're going to pass them like Shmuel. So here there's a shaila whether we should pass them like Rav or Shmuel, whether you treat Shemitah. Yes, you honor Shemitah that avodas hakarka, that's Issa Veheta. But what about Shemitah's Ksofim? Is that treated like Mamayna, or is that treated like Isurah? So there's taka a discussion in Achrenim, in Rishonim and Achrenim about that. That's a shaila about the Psak Halacha.
Mamayna would normally be something where you have a dispute with somebody else about the money.
Okay. In Shulchan Aruch here we pass on like Shmuel. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pass on like Shmuel here. They consider it Mamayna. They consider this Mamayna. The question. Yeah. So what exactly is the Machleike? So the din is that if somebody owes me a halvoya, just to review again, somebody owes me a halvoya, so when Shemitah comes to a close, the halacha says Shvi'is Mishamet is b'soifo. When it comes to Matzoi, the last day of El, it comes Leil Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shvi'is, so that cancels the debts, Shvi'is Mishamet is b'soifo. But that's only if it's a halvoya or it's a chayv stam. Means I obligated myself, I made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, and I obligated myself to give you $1,000. Either I made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, you gave me a suit and I obligated myself, or I wrote down a document, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 and I give you the shtar. So that's a chayv stam. So that Alpi Pashtus is also subject to the laws of Shemitah. Last week we spent time on the Taisus who doesn't think like that. Many Rishonim don't think like that. But that's the Pashup Shat in the Halacha here. So let's say if I purchased groceries in the store, I bought a lot of flesh in the butcher shop and I owe a lot of money, I call for sachanuas. So that's a machloikis satanoim. Taisus quotes Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Shvius cancels even hakol for sachanuas. Why? Because he holds that just like halvoa is a hischaivis midas, it's a halvoa if I borrow money, or choiv stam if I I'm a Kabbalah his chayv, mishabed myself, I'm a Kabbalah his chayv is to an amount of money. So that's a his chayv is midah, so that is subject to the laws of Shemitah. So Rabbi Yossi assumes that hu adinami, all other his chayv is midah. So he says, hakov v'sachanuz, demei hamekach, I owe money for purchasing things, or Pashup Shat in the Mishnah there in Shviyas, is somebody worked for me, we discussed a little bit last week, somebody worked for me, so the Pashup Shat is also his chayv is midah. So Rabbi Yossi holds that all these forms of his chayvis midas, where the person accepted the obligation upon himself midaito, are cancelled, are subject to the laws of Shemitah. To the exclusion of what, let's say, Odom Hamazik, I smashed your window. So that's not a his chayvis midas. The Torah says that I have to pay you. The Talocha says that I have to pay you. My wife had a baby, I have to give a coin, five slimes. They're going to say, Shemitah comes to an end, so I don't have to give Pidyon HaBet? Of course I have to. And the same is true regarding ksuba, whether you hold ksuba is the raisa, ksuba is love the raisa, it's not a hischaivis midas that the person accepts upon himself. If you hold ksuba is the raisa, it means that the Torah imposes the chiyav on the chosen that he has to pay in the event shet tisamanot is garish. And if you hold it's a takanas chachamim, then the Mishnah calls it a tanai bezn. The bezn imposed the chiyav on the chosen to pay, on the husband to pay.
Because you didn't have money to pay and they sold you into slavery because of the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
The Shemitah wouldn't be in Shemitah.
A Geneva is not a Hischaivis Midas.
No, he doesn't have money to pay because he was a Ghana. So he sold now to the neighbor every now.
Yeah.
So now, the whole reason he was a neighbor is because he owes money.
Because of the Gneva. Gneva is not a Hiskaivis Midas. If I stole the money, then I gambled it all away. Then I bet the money on the horse races and I lost all the money. So I'm Chai Mitam Ganev. So Ganev is not a Hiskaivis. He didn't accept the Hiskaivis Midas. That's a Chiyuv imposes. The Torah imposes a Chiyuv on him. Yeah, everybody would agree that that doesn't, that's not canceled by Shemitah. So the din is that Ksuba, we understand very well, the din is that Ksuba will not be canceled if a husband owes Ksuba to his wife because he divorced her. So we understand very well that the Ksuba will not be canceled when Shemitah comes to a close, simply because it's a Maisa Bez. It's a Maisa Bez, yeah. That's a different din. What do you mean extends past? Oh, the Gemara says if I lent money for 10 years and when Shemitah comes to an end, I still don't have the right to collect it. If he pays me, it'll be paid up. Let's say you have another 5 years to go. If you pay in the middle, it's also a good pirun. But I have no right to ask you for the money for another 5 years. So if Shemitah comes to a close and I still don't have the schusei tvi on the money, then the Gemara says in Makis that Shemitah will not be Meshameh. But here we're talking, the husband already divorced his wife before Shemitah came to an end. Before Shemitah came to a close. Or the husband died. The husband died before Shemitah came to a close. So the wife, the almana, or the grusha, is entitled to collect the ksuba. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Shviyas that Shemitah will not cancel the ksuba. So we understand why Shemitah doesn't cancel, because either it's a chiv that the Torah imposes, or it's a Tanai Bezna that the Bezna imposed. Taisus later has a kasha. I thought that that's what you were asking. Taisus later, the Rishonim there and here have a kasha. Right in the middle of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Masecha Shviyas. Tanan Hasam, right where it says Bamidbar Hei, so on the very next line in the Torah, or it says Bamidbar Hei. So it says Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says in Shviz, Hashviz Mishamet is a milva ben bishtar ben shaloi bishtar. Whether it's a milva balpe or milva bishtar, Shemitah will cancel. So the Gemara has a machlokes between Rav Shmuel on the one hand against Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish on the other hand. Rav Shmuel Damit Chavayu, they both hold the same shita. That bishtar, even bishtar sheyesh ba'achrais nechasim, even if it says in the shtar, kol nechasim shubadim l'chayiv zeh, that the sushibu nechasim is a lien on the property of the loive, the malva hashim nechasim, it still will be cancelled. Still is subject to the laws of Shemitah. That's how Rabbi Shmuel read the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, two lines later, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, they both hold not so. They both disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. Shtar only means shtar shein b'ach reis nechasim. A milva b'shtar, but it says that there's no lien. Says the fair, there's no shim nechasim. Because if it says that the Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and it doesn't say one way or the other whether there is shim nechasim or there's not shim nechasim, then the Gemara Paskins and Bob Metzia that we say ach reis is to a sefer. If the sefer described left out the line, it doesn't say v'kol nichse ha'loivim shibadim l'froy ha'choyv zeh. If it doesn't say that there's shim nechasim, so anyway, we assume that there is going to be Shiva Nechasim anyway. That's what it means. Achrayis to a Sefer. The Sefer made a mistake by omitting to mention Achrayis. It's self-understood that there always is Achrayis, unless it says explicitly, Vein b'chayv ze Achrayis. So that's what Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish learned shot in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says in Shviyas, Ashviyas mishametas es hamilve afilo milve v'shtar, that's only a shtar she'en bo Achrayis Nechasim, means it says b'feirish that there's no Shiva Nechasim. But if you have a Shtar Sheyesh Ba'ach Reis Nechasim, so then it doesn't, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, it doesn't make sense to say that Shviyah should cancel the debt. Isn't that Kigovi Domi? Isn't that Shtar Chayv Haimelig with Kigovi Domi? The whole din of Shemitah only applies when it's Mechusa Guvayna. When Shemitah comes to a close, it says, Lo Yigo says, Reyeh V'Sachit Kikor Shemitah L'Hashem. I'm not allowed to approach the Loive to ask him to pay. What happens if I don't have, let's say, Hamal v'alamashkin. The Gemara quotes it there also. Hamal v'alamashkin, I lend you money and I'm holding on to a mashkin. I don't have to ask, I don't have to call you up and plead Rachmanis that you should pay me back. You're going to come pleading by me, you're going to come pay me back the chayiv in order to get back the mashkin. Or for example, Hamoysa shteroysa v'lebezin. I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000. So when it comes, Shemitah comes to a close, I'm not allowed to come and pester you. I'm not allowed to bother you to ask me to pay the money. What if I give over the shtar to the Bezin? So then you will already sit there from the Bezin. You will have to run. Bezin doesn't. The stomach Bezin will have to pester you 1,000 times till you pay. But officially speaking, we say Bezin doesn't have to ask the loiva to pay the money. The loiva is going to sit there in his pants. Bezin has the right to take away people's property. Hefker Bezin Hefker. It's considered as if it's already kegavi domi. So in such a case, Shemitah will not cancel the halvor. Shemitah only cancels when it's mechusa guvaina, when the loiva, when the malva didn't collect yet. So the Torah says, lo yigos, he's not allowed to ask for payment of the debt. But if he doesn't have to ask, if it's geredi kegovidom, he has a mashkin, or he gave over the shtar to Bezin, Bezin has a koyach Bezin. So then it's kegovidom, yeah, so then the din of Shemitah doesn't cancel. So Rav Shmuel had a machlokes against Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish. What's the din? He didn't give the shtar, Malva didn't give the shtar to the Bezin. The Malva does not have a mashkin. But it's a milva bishtar where there is a shibud nechasim, a regular normal milva bishtar that there is. It says kol nechasav mishabadim lechayv zeh. So maybe I should say asvare that shtar chayv haymed ligris gegavidami. Maybe since the shibud nechasim doesn't merely mean that the malva has chusim to take away the karka of the loiva in the event that he doesn't pay, and even if the loiva will sell it to the lekuches, he still has chusim to take away from the lekuchas. Alin means more than that. In halacha, I don't know, in secular law, I don't know what it means, but in halacha, shiva nechasim means that the nechasim, the karkois of the lover, are kenuyim b'miktsas to the malva. It's considered as if he has a kinyan lachatzoin, a partial ownership of the nechasim of the malva, of the lover, with respect to gviyah, with respect to collecting the debt. Yes, it's considered as if it belongs to the Malva. So that's what led Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish, we happen not to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish here, but that's what led them to believe, that's what led them to understand that it's kegavi domi, ashtachoy, v'ayme ligvis is kegavi domi, because karkos of the loive are kenuyim b'miktas to the Malva. It's as if it's already kegavi domi, so therefore there's no violation of leigos. Even if Shemitah comes to close, it's not going to cancel the debt, because it's considered like a Malva Lamashkin Kegavidom. We don't paskin like that. I think Morris says there's a Beferish Ebraisa that says that if you have a Milva Bishtar, Shvis is not Mishametis because it's Kegavidom. Morris says that's Beishamai Shita. We know in Shas and Soito, there's a Mishnah in Soito and a Sugin, and the Bava Basra, a few Mishnayas, and in Bava Metzia, a few places. The Gemara says that is Beishamai. There's a machlekes b'shamay b'sil. B'shamay is of the opinion that the shtar chayv haymed ligvus is takik kegavi dami. But we always pass from like b'sil, a lav kegavi dami. So that's why we don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlokish. And they hold that, not exactly, they hold that b'sil are talking about one case, and there's a better case. The Rishonim already discussed what it is.
What's the stress of the Bezin means for collection?
Yeah.
So the Bezin will collect, will act as a collection agent?
Yeah.
The
marshal. Yes. So
you don't need
the principal. Tosis says, Tosis in the beginning of Marcus writes, Hamoisah Shtarais of Lebez, then is a real din deraisa. That ain't Shvius Misham Tosa, because there's no loyigos. He's going to have to tzitta from the Bezin, because Bezin has a kerch of Hefke Bezin Hefke. They can confiscate his property. Bezin doesn't have to go ask him, be nice enough to pay the money. Bezin can confiscate. So that's not, there's no problem of loyigos. Hillel was Mesakin Pruzbol, that's Dif Lamed Zayin. Daf Lamed Zayin talks about Pruzbol. Hillel was Mesakin Pruzbol, that I consider it Ke'ilu. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun, this is a branch of the Din Amosesh to Raisa Lebezin. It's considered as if I gave my shtaris to Bezin to collect from me, and then the Bezin appoints me as the Shliach to collect on their behalf. So it comes out the Malva is going to collect from the Leiva. That's the Chmamish Lo Yigos, he's not allowed to do that. No, the Malva is not representing himself. The Malva is the Shliach of Bezin. He gave it over to Bezin. I bet he didn't give it over to Bezin. So that was Hillel's takana, that you consider it ke'ilu. And the Gemara says, what do you mean ke'ilu? But it's not. So the Gemara says it only works because the whole din of Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanon. If you really have a real din of Shemitah there, I said it wouldn't work. That's the discussion the Gemara has here.
Wait, so Bezin never really acted as a collection agency?
No,
if... turned it over to Bezin, and then Bezin said, you can see our Shliach.
That's Pruzbol. Only Midirabbanon. That's Hillel's takana that only works Midirabbanon. But if I gave the shtar over to Bezin, and they're going to act as my collection agent, and I'm going to give them some money, Mistamid, then I can do it for nothing. So then it works Minatara. Then the halacha says that Ein Shvis Mishametis, that's Minatara. That's how Taisa says. Amosesh Teraisa Lebezdin is a real din deraisa. And Pruzbul, Hillel made a takana that we consider it as if he had given it over to Bezna. Bezna appointed me as a shliach to represent them.
What about if he had given it, let's say, to a yeshiva, the star, without intention to collect?
We'll never get your money from the yeshiva.
What, without what?
Without intention for him to get any gain from it, the yeshiva will get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, let's say, Hegdish. Where is the situation?
The Pasha Pshat is that the Yeshiva and Hegdish is like a goy. The din only applies to a Jew. The din is that if the Malva is Jewish, he's not allowed to ask the Loiva. But if the Malva is not a person, Malva is an institution, it's an organization, it's a corporation, could also be. But it's not even, it's a charitable institution. So the Pashtus is that there is no din of Shemitah. Hegdish doesn't have a din of Shemitah. There's no din loyigos that the Gizba Shal Hegdish is not allowed to ask for money. Why not? Yeah, should exclude Tzedakis and should exclude Hegdash. Yeah. Let's say a Jew owes me money and I sell a chayv to a goy, that the goy should be able to collect. The stam of the goy can collect after Shemitah also. The din of Shemitah doesn't affect the chayv of a goy. I gave it over to a goy.
Well, it's crucial nowadays. It's not like a sham. Somebody comes over to me, says, with two other people, I'm a Bezdin. Here are my collect. I tell them to go collect it. I don't know who, what, when, or where. I asked them who it was. I was a Bezdin. So I asked the individual, what are your chovos? He said, that's not important. You don't have to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them back as a shliach, like to rubber stamp.
Right. So that's where the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara says right that Shmuel was very unhappy about Pruzbul. He said it looks like a sham and it's an embarrassment to the Rabbanim. And he says if people would listen to me, he would do away with the whole institution of Pruzbul. Hillel made a takana of Pruzbul, so he can. Yeah. So here the Rishayim are bothered with a kasha on Daf Lamed Zayin and Adaf the Yeska Kasha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yechon of Ish Lakish. We paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. That even if you have a milva b'shtar with Sheba Nechasim, it says b'ferish, call Nechasim Shabadim, the din of Shemitah still cancels. Shviz is still Meshamet, this is a milva. Why? Because even though there's a Sheba Nechasim, the Sheba Nechasim means it's a kinya lachatzayin, the nichse halove are partially kinuim to the mouth, but you still don't say kemandi govi domi. That's only b'shamay holds, shtar choyv haim aligvis kegovi domi. And b'shul holds that it's not lav kegovi domi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan of Eish Lakish, who say that with respect to Shemitah, even Beis Hillel would agree that it is Kegobi Domi, whenever there's a Shimon Nechasim, it's Kegobi Domi. So how come here there's a Braisa that says that a Ksube is not subject to the laws of Shemitah because it's a Tanai Bezin, it's a Maisa Bezin? Why do you have to have that reason, Tanai Bezin? Even if it would have been a Halvor, a Ksube has a Shimon Nechasim. Ksuba has a shim nechasim. Even if the husband never wrote the document of a ksuba and handed it over to his wife under a chuppah, he doesn't have to. The Mishnah says afal pi shalai kasev al ksuba. Even though he never gave her a ksuba, nonetheless the chiyuv ksuba is there with the shim nechasim, with the whole works. So if the shim nechasim, so that's even if it would have been a halvoya, it would not be subject to the laws of shmita. So why does the Braisa say on Ardaf on Yudches that the reason my ksuba is not subject to Shemitah's ksafim is because it's a Tanai Bezin? Tanai Bezin means that it's not a Hischaibis Midas. Even if it would have been a Hischaibis Midas, it would also. So it's a kasha. Okay. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. So the way we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, we're safe. There's no kasha. The kasha is shaloi kaloch. What are Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish going to do with the bride? So the Rishayna Matta Zochana kasha.
Rabbi Shmuel will agree that if you give it over to the Bezin, then it's the rice that you can collect in the Shemitah.
Yeah, that's how Taisa says, Hamoisesh, the rice of the Bezin, real, bona fide Moisesh, the rice of the Bezin.
Instead of Pesbul, I'll give all the my star to the Bezin.
Right, yeah, so that's cool. That works for Natera. Taisa says, that works for Natera.
Everybody will be Moisesh.
Yeah. The only time you have to come out to the Takanas Pesbul is when he doesn't really give it to the Bezin. He says that he's giving it, and Bezin says, okay, thank you, now we appoint you as a Shliach Takt and Abiyev. So then you need to come on to Pruzbul.
But Ksuba is not his chayvus. The Ksuba has nothing to do with that. It's a different type of his chayvus.
Right, it's not a his chayvus midas. It's not a his chayvus midas, right. So that's why everybody agrees that Ksuba should not be subject to the laws of Shemitah. So the question is, me'emai saksuba nishmetas. From what point on, that's the topic that the Gemara discussed, me'emai saksuba nishmetas. From what point on do we declare that ksuba is treated like alvoa and like a chov stam, that it should be subject to the laws of Shemitah? So we discussed last week, the Mishnah Shvi says, if you have, let's say, hakofa sachanus, if I owe the butcher and I owe the grocer $500, so then Shemitah will not cancel that obligation. But if we convert it into a chayv stam, I write him a document that says, I owe you $500, and I don't say, I owe you $500 because of merchandise that I bought. I say, I owe you, so it's considered as if I paid up the old debt by giving him this new chiyuv mamon, and this is a new chiyuv mamon stam. This is no longer called the chiyuv mamon machmas de meha mekach, and even if I'll never pay this, the mekach will not be cancelled. That will be spoken about, that's what we spoke about at length last week. The mekach will not be cancelled because the chov of the meha mekach is already parua. So the Mishnah says, whenever you have a hakofa sachanus that I bought on credit, and whenever you have a schiris payalim, I owe money to the workers, once I make a skifas milveh, so it's converted into a chayv stam, and then it will be subject to the laws of Shemitah. So if you want to know over here, me'ei masai ksuba nishmetes, when you make a skifas milveh, so be ksuba nishmetes. So you start the Gemara, Rav starts right away on the left leg. Rav says not so. You have to have tivgom vitizgom. You have to have the skifas milveh plus the beginning, the partial payment. What do you need the partial payment? Once you make a skivas milveh, so the shine, so it's already converted into a chayv stam. What do you, what does Rav insist that you need the combination of both? Manishtana ksuba from akov sachanus. That's the pella in his gemara. So the mefarish on the side that they labeled as the when they printed the Vilna Shas, they identified this mefarish as the Tosis Rid. We don't know exactly how they figured that out. Doesn't sound like a Tosis Rid. Doesn't sound like the Tosis Rid that we're used to, the Italian region. Beni Shaimitran, Sarishan, whoever, Aksav Yad from Arishan. So he comments that the whole sugi is only talking about an almona. There are two situations where the woman is entitled to collect suba. Either the husband divorces her, or the husband dies, and the Keshet is Salman or Tizgarish. There's a big difference between the two cases. If the husband dies, so the Mishnah says in Ksubas, that's the name of a perek, almona nizainis minichse yisainim. The almona has a right to continue to live in the home. Let's say the husband and wife lived in a home, and then the husband dies, and he has children from the first marriage. He had never had any children from the second marriage. He has children from the first marriage. They're not interested in giving a penny to this stepmother. It's not even their stepmother. They were married already at the time. They were already having children before their father remarried this woman. So when the father dies, this woman is not their mother, is not they have no shaykhis with her, they want to get away with everything. So what is she entitled? The father's wife. Right? The father's wife. So what is she entitled to? So the Mishnah says she is entitled to continue living in their home, in the apartment where she lived with her husband, as long as she wants to live there. And she is entitled to almana nizainis minichse yisam. She's an almana. She's entitled to continue to get mizainis as long as she lives. From the estate of the husband. Yeah. If the husband dies penniless, they're not mechuyev to spend money from their pocket. This is the husband's wife, so they're not mechuyev. But if he leaves a Yerusha, he leaves money in the bank or whatever, so she's entitled to get Amon and Nizainis. So the Mishnah says if she requests payment of the ksuba, then she already loses mezainis. Even before they paid it, she just asks for mezainis. She just asks for the payment of the ksuba. But in the Mishnah, that's what the Tosis Rit quotes, the Mishnah and ksuba has different opinions among the Tanoim. That's how we pass in Lalocha, Mishetova. When she's Tavea the ksuba, she already loses mezainis. But other Tanoim say not so. Even after she was Tavea the ksuba, and even after they started to pay her partial payment of the ksuba, she's one time as other time I'm around the opinion. She's still entitled to collect mezainis till the whole ksuba is all paid up.
If she doesn't want to collect, she doesn't have to.
Right? It's better for her. She wants to continue getting the mezainis. She would rather get the mezainis. After she gets the ksuba, I don't remember.
That what?
Must be. Does she still have the right to live in the house? Must be a befeir she didn't. I don't remember. I don't remember for sure. I don't think she loses the right to live in the house. I think she just loses the right to the mezainis. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure.
So the ksuba basically is a lump sum payout. she can take either a lump sum payout or a distribution over the rest of her life.
No, more.
She can do that.
She can get more.
Let's say she's
a young
mother.
A mother at the age of 20, the husband died, he's a multimillionaire.
Right.
So she wants to get mezainis for the rest of, until she remarries. If she remarries, then she's not entitled to mezainis. Yeah, way more. And then when she sees that they're running out of money, so then she says, I want the ksuba. Then she can ask for the lump sum payment. Let's say a ksuba is $35,000. So she's going to use up all her money from the estate for the mezainis until she sees that they only have left $35,000. Then she wants everything a lump sum payment. She wants a ksuba. Okay. Okay.
Assuming they sign a prenup so that only 24. Would that supersede the Jewish law?
A prenuptial agreement that what?
That assuming he dies, that she has to leave. She gets her money, he keeps his money, she keeps her money, and she has to leave the property.
That's Piyota.
She's Mevater on the schus. The Mishnah is talking about that. Which schusim of ksuba is she able to be mevater on, and which not? On the actual payment of the ikek ksuba, she cannot be mevater on. The other conditions, I don't remember. I don't even remember if the Gemara discusses it.
Is it a mitzvah to give it to
her?
If she mevater ksuba, then they're not allowed to live together. The ikek ksuba is peanuts.
After her husband died.
Oh, after he died, she can. But let's say a prenuptial agreement. If she's going to marshal in advance, then they're not allowed to live together.
Can't.
Ikek ksuba, she cannot. Right. We pass if she's marshal the ikek ksuba in advance, then they're not allowed to live together. They're not permitted to live together.
The whole purpose of the ksuba is originally given as a protection. She
has to feel secure, right? So she feels secure because if he divorces her, he has to pay so much money.
It's not $35,000. He left over only $20,000. That's all they're mechuyev to give.
Yeah. She can collect in excess of what he left over.
Yeah. You certainly can. And not obligated.
When she the husband died, then she remarries. So she's no longer entitled to collect mezainis. She's no longer entitled to collect mezainis from the first husband, but she still has the right to collect the ksuba from the first husband. She's still entitled to the lump sum of the ksuba. The ksuba you only collect when the husband dies or the husband divorces her. So now that she's happily married with the second husband, fine. If the second husband will divorce her, the second husband will die. She'll collect twice. She'll collect another ksuba from the second husband. Okay.
If the husband
dies and she has yibum, then the din is that she does not collect the ksuba. We consider it as if the marriage with the brother is a hemshah, is a continuation. In the event that the second husband died, the second husband dies after yibum, then the Mishnah says ksubasa nichsei bai laharishon. Then she collects only one ksuba. She collects from the first husband. In the event that there's no karka left from the first husband, the main law, then she collects the ksuba from the nechasma of the second husband. A lot of Mishnahis about that. So getting back again, we don't understand. This is the problem over here in the Gemara. It's the Chapela. We don't understand what is Rav's problem. What is Rav's problem over here? The Mishnah says Beferish and Shvi is when you have Akofas Achanus, when you have Schiris Poelim, if you do as Kifas Milveh, that converts it into a Chayv Stam. Convert it into a Chayv Stam, then it is subject to the laws of Shemitah. So say the same thing by the Ksuba. Ksuba is a Tanai Bezen. It's not subject to the laws of Shemitah. Once you do Kifas Milveh, so it is subject to the laws of Ksuba. Why does Rav say that that's not enough? Rav says in addition to this Kifas Milveh, you have to have Tovma Vizakva. You have to have the Kifas Milveh converted into a Chayv Stam plus you have to have the partial payment. What do you have to have partial payment for? So this Tosis Rid comes to be Miyashiv this Kasha. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like the Tosis Rid. The Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam says it's wrong. But the Tosis Rid said we're only talking about an almona. We're not talking about a grusha. If you're talking about a grusha, that the minute the husband divorces her, she's not entitled to any mezainis. She's only entitled to ksuba. Then skifas milva would be enough. Rabbi would agree. That's the Mishnah. Skifas milva is enough. We're talking about an almona. The almona is entitled to get mezainis, and she's getting her mezainis. So Rav is of the opinion that kifas milva doesn't work it's considered as if adayin lo higia zman piroin haksuba. Calls man, she's getting mezainah, so there's no chiyuv to pay ksuba.
Like giving a halvoa for 10 years.
It's like a halvoa for 10 years, like the marshal that he gave, like a halvoa for 10 years. So when Shemitah comes to an end, it's adayin lo higia zman apiroin. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Makis that it's not subject to the laws of Shemitah. Shemitah doesn't cancel. You can't say lo yigos, you're not allowed to collect. There's nothing to collect anyway. The adayin lo higia. So calls man that the almon is still collecting mezainahs. It's as if she's still married to the husband. She still has a mezainah, someone giving a mezainah. So the ksub is when she's avista almana, she's not getting mezainah. So she decides she doesn't want mezainahs. Or she remarries. Because man, she's still getting mezainahs. It's as if that part of the marriage deal, that part of the marriage contract is still in force. So she's not entitled to ask for any ksub. So you calls man that she's still getting mezainah. So it's not shaykh to do as kifa smilva. What do you mean? You're going to convert? You're going to convert the ksube into a chayv stam. It's considered as if there is no chayv ksube yet. So adayin lo higia zman apiroin. So you have to have pogma. Pogma means that there was a tchilos apiroin. So tchilos apiroin, she loses her mezainus. She's not entitled to mezainus anymore. So now, once pogma, and then the Taisus Reed says in lefi psaka halacha, we paskin, you don't even need pogma. We paskin as long as she's taveh the ksuba. Once she asks for the ksuba, she already loses the mezainah. So that's what Rav means to say. Pogma means she did something that causes her to lose her mezainah. Rav held pogma. We paskin lalach, you don't even need partial payment of the pogma means partial payment of the ksuba. You don't even need it. He says, we paskin lalach, taveh zain the ksuba is enough to lose the mezainah. Oh, once she stops having mezainah, so now that aspect of the marriage deal is off. She's no longer getting mezainahs. Now it's time for the second aspect, the collective ksuba. Oh, now we're in business. And now if you make a skifa smilva, fine. Work. So we understand, according to the Taisus Reed, we understand Rav very well. Now we have to start understanding Shmuel. This is wonderful, but we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. Most of the Rishonim paskin like Shmuel. Some hold that it's treated like Yisabeth and you paskin like Rav. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh and the Mordechai, most of them paskin like Shmuel over here. So the Shaila is, so my time of the Shmuel. So Nishkin Kasha, my time of the Shmuel, one half of Shmuel is Nicha. Why does Shmuel say that Zaka Falav and Milve is enough? Shmuel doesn't hold from this Knech. It doesn't hold from the whole Shtikal Torah. Shmuel holds that just like by Kofa Sachanus and just like Schiris Pael and by any other Chayv. If you make a Zekifas Milve, you convert it into a Chayv Stam. So to over here. That half of Shmuel is not such a big problem to understand. That's simple. What's the other half of Shmuel? Shmuel says either Zaka Falav and Milve or Pogam. Mazeh? Was it us Pogam? There's a Chayv Ksuba. And the chiyuv ksuba is not a hischayvus midah, so it's a tanai bezin. So lechol hadeis it is not subject to shmita. Bein l'Rav Yosi, bein l'Chacham, nobody would say that ksuba is subject to shmitas ksofim. But if you had a partial payment, then it is subject to shmitas ksofim. Why? What happened over here? Why is pogma? Why is a partial payment enough? Would you say the same by akofes achanus? Would you say the same by the schiras poelim? Yeah, any time there's a chiyuv mamon, which is not subject to the laws of shmitas ksofim, so if the party started to pay, he did a partial payment, so it's no longer, so then it's converted into a chayv stam. What, every time you do pogma, every time there's a partial payment?
That's just like it, maybe.
Oh, so that's what I saw. I have a sefer, a pilpul sefer from one of the goyim, Rablei Bishcharif, Rabbi Eliab the Plotzker. On Gittin, he has, I think he wrote 125 svarim or something. People keep on reprinting his svarim because he left the instructions that whoever will print one of his svarim, reprint, it'll be a sgula for refuah shleima for whoever is sick in the family. So they used to print his haggadah and his, every sefer they print when someone was sick. So he was zeicher to have all of his svarim reprinted many times. So he has a whole chibur on Gittin. Has all chibur on Gittin, that's called Gerish Yirachim. I think he has more than one sefer on Gittin. One of them is called Gerish Yirachim. So he points out this problem and he writes just a short paragraph. He says, "V'tzar chiyun, how come it doesn't say lematzina b'shum akam b'paskim that anybody should say that? Hayos that we paskim like Shmuel, so zekifas milve is enough. That part we understand, but the other half pogam is also enough. So how come it doesn't say it that pogam is enough by a hakofa sachanus? Also pogam should be enough. So he doesn't understand. It's the chapela. Why? We don't understand Shmuel now. We don't understand Shmuel. But again, this whole explanation is only what the Taisus Rit says. He claimed this Mefarish on the side. He claims the Gemara is only talking about Nisar Malor, that the woman is entitled to Mezainis, and that's why Rav has this whole problem. Rav holds that Kozman, that she's still entitled to Mezainis, that is nothing to discuss. It's like Adayin Lo Higiyas Man HaPiron, it's like a Milva Lesa Shonim. So it's not even shaykh to speak about Skifas Milva to convert it into a Chayv Sam. Nothing to make a Skifas Milva back. You look in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Din, Nisar Mala Onis Garsha. She was Nisgarsha before Shemitah came to an end. They don't only talk about an Almona who's getting Mizan. Nisgarsha, a simple case, she was Nisgarsha. So Nisgarsha, we don't begin to understand Rav at all. Why does Rav insist that you need Dafke Kogma Vizokva? And Shmuel is still going to be Shver. What kind of a din is Pogma? So Rashi just tells you what Pogma, he gives you a Svara, but I don't know, we don't understand exactly what it means. Rashi says, if they started to pay the Ksuba, oh, that's a demonstration. Goli Daita, the Omedis, Ligos Vilipora. So therefore what? But it's still not a, it's not a Chov Stam. It's not a Halva, it's not a Chov Stam. So why should it be cancelled by Shmita?
Another Chov, that's a word. It makes up all of the milk he owes for the groceries and all that. That's what you say. He made a partial payment. So it's only part. So that shows that it's a new thing. In other words, he didn't pay for he owed $64 for one item. Then maybe it's different. But if he pays, he owes him $400. He says, I'll pay you $10. So that shows that it's not for any specific item he bought. So that's like,
so then we should we assume that that's correct, that the pogam, huh? That pogam should be enough, even
case.
By in all cases.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? Because the only place where it says it is by ksubin. The only place it says it by ksubin. So maybe we should assume that it's the same by all chayrus. That's what he writes. With tzarachim, but dibri apaskim shalai nimtzer din zeh bishumok. Nobody ever said it that pogam should be good enough to work by all other chayrus.
The father dies and he's mechir to give his father's wife Mezainis, and there's X amount of money left. He's not allowed to invest it in case if he loses it, and then there won't be any money to give him Mezainis or Ksuba.
He loses. No, he's entitled to invest.
He's entitled.
Yeah. So he has to be careful not to lose.
Right. He's going to be careful anyway because he wants to make money.
Right.
But it's her jeopardy.
I don't know. That's the part of still is that the people really ever learn. I don't remember the dinner. I think the dinner is that they're allowed
to invest. They're allowed to invest.
Huh? I think so.
It's their money.
Yeah. Just that it's Meshubah.
It's an advantage for her to collect the Ksuba because they could lose their money.
Right. Okay, on the one hand. Yeah. And on the other hand, she can turn out to get much more. So she has to figure out which way. Yeah. Just to figure out which way is better.
Just by making the partial payment, the lawyer indicated that he's Mevatov on the source of Shmita's children. The lawyer made the partial payment.
It was
indicated by that the entire lawyer goes, but I pay you now to indicate that I don't want to have the
He doesn't want to have this schus of Shmita's children.
He doesn't want to have this schus that when Shmita comes around, he won't have to pay anymore.
Mm-hmm. Kenzai.
Otherwise he could wait until Schmidt and not pay nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not what Rashi says. I don't think that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that this Armedis Ligas, it's a demonstration that it's Armed Ligas for the Freya. I don't know what that means. That's what Rashi means, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, it's a Appella de Gimara. It's Machlekes Rav Shmuel, and then the Gemara says there's Tanya Kavasa, the Rav and Tanya Kavasa, the Shmuel. Each one has a price that supports him. Sure. And as I bleib, Tanya Kavasa, the Rav and Tanya Kavasa, the Shmuel. Then the Gemara, this is a Zaitiga topic. I don't know exactly why the Gemara brought this in. It has absolutely nothing to do with our parent. Now the Gemara goes back to our topic. Now the Gemara goes back to our topic. Oma Shmuel Ksube Kemaise Bezen Damya. Ksube has the same status as a Maise Bezen. What's the status of a Maise Bezen? Bezen has the power always of Hefke Bezen Hefke. Bezdin, let's say there's a din Torah between the two of us, and Bezdin Paskins, that I owe you $5,000.
Sure.
So from the minute that they make a psak Bezdin, there's already a shiba nechosin, even if it's not biksav. When Bezdin, the Gemara has a lashon kishamat bedin. When there's amad bedin, that creates shiba nechosin. When do you have shiba nechosin? Milvah b'shtar has shiba nechosin. The Mishnah has in the end the last Mishnah Bava Bas. Milvah alpeh has no shiba nechosin. Milvah b'shtar has shiba nechosin. Konim yodo has shiba nechosin, because the Gemara says tam kinyan is a ksiva oimed. If we make a kabbalas kinyan and I say I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, and you give me a suitor and I obligate myself. Well, let's say you lent me $1,000. That's on the milvah alpeh. And then after lending me the $1,000, you want to have a shiva nechosim, and I have no time, I have no pen, I have no paper, we're in a rush. So you say, I want to give, you give me a handkerchief, you give me a yarmulke, a gartel, whatever, you want to make a kinyan suitor with me, for what? I already owe you the $1,000. No, you want to make a kinyan suitor to make a shiva nechosim. So the Gemara says, konam yodo, since tam kinyan iksiva made, since the halacha says, whenever make a kabbalas kinyan, you can write a shtar later on without consulting the loive again. So that has the status of a milvah b'shtar. Kabbalas kinyan suda creates a shim nechas. Or the Gemara has a third thing that creates a shim nechas. You know, if there's no shtar, and even if there's no kabbalas kinyan, the Gemara says, if Omad bedin, if the bezin made a gemar din, they pass him that Reuven owes money to Shimon, so Omad bedin makes a shiva nechosim also. So the Gemara says, what if you have a ma'isa bezin? Let's say there was a psak, a dintara, halvoa, mazik, whatever. Bezin made a psak, so once they make a psak, there's already shiva nechosim. So Shmuel says, let's say it's like this. Let's say they had a dintara that was going on for a couple of hours, and they give the psak just at 8 o'clock. And then they have to go daven mincha. It's time to daven mincha. They daven mincha, they learn a little mishnayis, then they daven ma'ariv, and then after ma'ariv, in the middle of the night, or tomorrow morning, whatever, they're going to write up the psak bezin. So when they write the psak bezin, which zman do they write? Do they write the zman of Laila, or they write the zman of Yom? So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the Tosis quotes it over here, the bottom of the Tosis, Bava Basra, kufayim beis. In parentheses, it says that kufayim beis. So the Gemara says, let's say they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan 2 months ago. I have it written down on my diary. I have it written down on my calendar. I was at the Chasana, whatever. I remember they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan. And I remember the date. And we never wrote the Ksuba, we never wrote the Shtar. So the Gemara says, if you remember the date on which the Kabbalah's Kinyan was made, the Kabbalah's Kinyan makes the Shiba Nechosim. So if I'll write the Shtar today with the Zman from 2 months ago, that's not a Mugdam, that's not a Shtar Mugdam, that's the correct Zman. He's supposed to write the Zman in the Shtar, the Zman at which time the Shiba Nechosim began. So if you remember the date on which you made the Kabbalah's Kinyan, write down that date. So the same over here. Bezin finished the entire at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock they made a Gmar Din. If Omad Bedin, if Bezin made a Gmar Din, that sack already makes a, since Koyach Bezin Yofe, Bezin has a Koyach of Hefke, Bezin Hefke. So when they make a psak, that already carries with it a Shiba Nechosim, even though it's not Bishtar. But then they want to write a shtar. The guy's going to walk out and say, Bezin acquitted him. They said he doesn't have to pay. So they have to give a shtar to the other party. He should be able to collect. So there's nothing wrong if they write the earliest Zman of Bayom. That's the correct Zman. That's not a Mugdan. The Zman from which the Shiba Nechosim began was the Zman of the Gemar Din.
But is the shtar, the reason that the Shiba Nechosim is called by a shtar, called? So that the Gemara person who buys property knows that there's a law that he should have to beware.
Okay.
So you just have a diary that you're in a Kabbalah Kinyan 6 months ago, yeah. And I'm going to go buy a piece of property. How am I supposed to know that 6 months ago there was a Shiva Nechosim?
It's a good question. So the Gemara, it's a good question, but the Gemara does say that. The Gemara says, Kona Miyodo makes Kabbalah, makes Shiva Nechosim even if they never write it down. Even if it's never written down. So the answer is there is a call. The Gemara assumes since Tam Kinyan Iksiva I made, whenever you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, so you assume that they probably are going to write a shtar, and the Yadim don't have to consult any longer. Usually the Yadim cannot write a shtar without consulting the person against whom the shtar is going to be made. That's the Das on the Schaif. But once he made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda, we say, Stam Kinyan Iksiva, we don't even have to consult him. It's implicit that he's giving Rishus to write the shtar whenever they want to. So even if the shtar is never written, we say there's already a Shiba Nechosim and there's already a Kol. That's what the Gemara assumes. There will be a Kol. After the Kabbalah's Kinyan, there will be a Kol.
You need Aiden for the Kabbalah's Kinyan?
Yeah. You have to have Edom, yeah. If you don't have Edom, so there's nobody to write the shtar, yeah. You only say Stam Kinyan the Ksiva Emet if the Kinyan Suda was done in the presence of Edom, and then those Edom have a right to write a shtar without consulting the Loiva, and even if they never wrote the shtar, there's going to be Shiva Nechas. But if there were no Edom, so the whole thing doesn't get all together. There's no call, there's nothing. Yeah, that's rather a question. In Megillas Rus it says, "Vizos hatu'uda b'Yisrael." The pasuk says, "Vizos hatu'uda b'Yisrael." So I think either Rashi or the Ibn Ezra, one of them translates, "What does it mean vizos hatu'uda?" Alzeh me'idim ha'edim. The word tu'uda is miloshen edis. That kinyan suda has to be done in the presence of witnesses. That's in accordance with the Shitas HaRaivit. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Mem Amid Aleph in the middle of the beginning of Cheskes Sabbatim, where the Gemara says that Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda Bifnei Shnayim. Vein Tzorch Lema Ksoivu. A Kinyan Suda has to be done in the presence of two witnesses, and you don't have to authorize them that they should write a Shtar, because Stam Kinyan Diksivoyman. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Kinyan Suda Bifnei Shnayim. It says Kinyan. Kinyan Stam in the Gemara means Kinyan Suda. Kinyan bifnei shnayim, the Kinyan Suda should be done in the presence of two witnesses. Ve'en tzarich lamek seiva. Once they watch the Kinyan Suda, we say, Stam Kinyan Ksiva Emet, they don't have to consult them again. So the Ravid teaches there in the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Ravid on the Hasagas on the Ramam, the Ravid teaches the Gemara that you need Eidus Lekim Adova. Just like if a boy gives a ring to a girl and says, Hariat Mekudeshusli, and there were no witnesses watching, is Garnish Ver, the Gemara learns that from Psukim that you need Eidus Lekim Adova. If nobody was watching, it's not Chal. Or the husband gives his wife a get and there's nobody watching, no Eidi Chasima, no Eidi Messiah, no Eidi, just Beino Lebeino. So we assume it's also nothing. But get in the Kiddushin, you have to have Eidus in order that it should be Chal. So the Ravid has this Chiddush on the Gemara that the same is true regarding Kinyan Suda, that a Kinyan Suda requires Eidus Lekim Adovin. If the Kinyan Suda is done not in the presence of Shnei Eidim, it's Garnish Vet, it's not Chal at all. The Rambam disagrees, huh? Because we don't hold like the Ravid. Absolutely, we don't hold like the Ravid. Right? We do the Kinyan Suda. Well, over there, the Kinyan Suda is a little different. The Balabatim appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz for them. They're not really. So the rabbi gives his handkerchief to the Balabatim to make him a shliach. So the Rambam says that's a stam, that's only a minig. The Mikir Adin, it doesn't make any, there's no need for the Kinyan Suda, and it doesn't even take any effect. You don't need a Kinyan Suda, you don't need a Kinyan to appoint somebody as a shliach. But still, but the Rambam says the minig is that you do make a Kinyan Suda when you appoint the rabbi as a shliach, and the minig is that you don't have Eidus at the time. So the answer is that we don't hold like the rabbi. Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Kinyan Suda is the same as Kinyan Meshicha, the same as Kinyan Kesef, same as Kinyan Chazaka, same as Kinyan Hakbo, all the Kinyanim, they're all the same, that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adova. The Gemara says, Le'ibri Sahadi Yala Leshakri, that the only need for witnesses is if someone's going to deny it later on. That's Le'bira Adova. Yeah. Right, but if it's not contested, then Lekim Adova, there's no need for Eidus. But the Ravid holds on, so and that's apparently what that pshat is, v'zos ha-tehuda b'Yisrael, al-zeh me'idim ha-edim, that you have to have edus in order that the Kinyan Suda should take effect. If there's no edim, it's not going to take effect. That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that's what it means. So here, Shmuel has a chiddush. He says, just like a ma'aseh bezdin, just like it Bezdin would make a Gemar Din, so if Omad Bedin, so that creates Shim Nechasim because of the Kerch of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so they can create Shim Nechasim without Kanam Yoda, without a Shtar, they create Shim Nechasim. So there's no problem if the Gemar Din was by Yom Nechasiva of the Shtar Maise Bezdin. Bezdin writes the Psak Balayla, they're permitted and obligated to write the earlier date from before the Shkia. Why? Because that's when the Shimon Chasim began. It won't be a Mugdam, that's the correct Zman. So Shmuel says that the same is true regarding a Ksuba. What is he talking about? The couple got married at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And at the time that they got married, they didn't fill out a Ksuba. Our minig is that we fill out the Ksuba before, and the Chasim gives the Ksuba to the Kala under the Chuppah before the Nisuin, in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. That's based on the Baal Hu'iter, the Rambam. The Rambam learns a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis talks about a din. What about a chuppah she'ain a ruya l'biyam? Gemara is a shaila. What if you did a chuppah and it's not ruya labia. Is it good or not? So the Gemara has a suffix. What if the kala is a nida? So the chuppah is ain't a ruya labia. Is it a good chuppah or not? So the Gemara has a suffix. So the Rambam learns a different shot than the Gemara from everybody else. The Rambam, all the other Rishonim learn totally different shot, very different shot. The Rambam learns that's a suffix, whether such a chuppah is a good chuppah or not. When you get married, so the two stages in the marriage, first there's Erisin and then there's Nisun. The Chassan gives the ring to the Kala, says, Hari Am Kudeshesli, that's Erisin. She's an Eshes Ish, but she's not the Beis Abba. And then when you stand under the canopy, L'shem, Nisuin, so then she becomes Beis Zawishto, she becomes a full Eshes Ish, an Eshes Ish, the Beis Abba. Then you have the Shibudim, after Nisun, then you have the Shibudim of Sheikh Sus V'yoyna, then you have the Dinim of Yerusha, then the dinim of Haforis Nadorim changed. During Erisin, there's one way to do Haforis Nadorim, and after Nisuin, the Baal is made for all by himself. And Metame Lord, if the husband is a Kohen, is only Metame. After Nisuin, during Erisin, Ishtar Russo, Loyoinin Love, Loy Metame Love, Loy Meifin Adarea. 25 dinim are different. The dinim changed between Erisin and Nisuin. So the Rambam learns that was the Gemara Zibaya. If the Chosin has already Erisin, he gave the girl a ring, said, Hariat Mekudesh, so she's an Eshes Ish. Not engaged, they're mamish married. Erisin, in modern Hebrew, Erisin means engaged. But in the Gemara, Erisin means that he's married, she's Mekudesh, she's an Eshes Ish, and they decide they want to break up their relationship, he has to give a get. You have to be Megarish with a get. But then, he wants to go further, does want to get divorced, he wants to go further, wants to make the Nisuin. So what if she didn't go to the mikveh? What if the Nisuin is a chuppah? She'ein aruya lebiyo. So the Rambam learns that was the Gemara's suffix. The Gemara had a suffix in the beginning of Perek Afalpi, whether such a chuppah is kaina or not. So the Rambam says, mi suffix, it's not kaina. So the Rambam writes, you have to wait to do the chuppah until the kala goes to the mikveh. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, we don't paskin like that. You don't have to wait till the kala goes to the chuppah, until she goes to the mikveh. It's going to be much easier if you're going to wait. If she's going to be a chuppah znin, you're going to have a lot of complications and it may be embarrassment. That. Strictly speaking, there are more paskins that al pi halacha there's nothing wrong with doing a chuppah snida. But that's how the Mechaber quotes the pirush of the Rambam verbatim, that chuppah shena roi labiyah is a sofik in the Gemara, whether the chuppah is good. So the Baluita also learns like the Rambam. Baluita was one of the Balei HaTos. Baluita learns also like the Rambam. And he says, not only is it sof, it's chuppah shena roi labiyah on the level of the Raisa, that the girl is in nido, she didn't go to the mikveh. There's a din with the Rabbanon that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife if he didn't give the wife a ksuba. That's only with the Rabbanon. Let's say he gave her a ksuba and she lost it. So he's not permitted. Osaladim sheyader mishto afilo shachas. Osaladim sheyashis ishto afilo shachas. He's not allowed to live with his wife if she doesn't have the ksuba. If she lost it, he has to go quickly to the Rav and make a shtar ksuba de irkaso. He has to fill out another ksuba. So the Baluita says, not only, like the Rambam, not only if she's a nido, it's a chuppah, she ain't a ruya labia mederaise, the chuppah is no good, even if it's ain't a ruya labia mederabana. If he didn't give the wife a ksuba, it's a chuppah, she ain't a ruya labia on the level of the rabbana. So that's why the Baluita has this einfall, that the chassan has to hand over the ksuba to the kala before
the nisuin.
Under the chuppah, before they have the nisuin, before they say the brichas nisuin.
This is at all times? At all times,
well, if she didn't go to the mikveh, it's a chuppah she never will be on the level of the raisa. So then it doesn't help that he's going to give over the ksuba. So then it's lamal of lamarid. The giving over the ksuba is not going to help, huh? Yeah, the Ramos says, right. So the Ramos says we don't really hold like that. So we don't hold like that. So you don't have to give over the ksuba either. So if you want to be machma like the Rambam, so if the girl went to mikveh, then you should be machma to give over the ksuba. She didn't go to mikveh, so you're not able to be machma like the Rambam. We're makel against the Rambam, so it's lomal v'lamori. But you don't have to advertise to the whole public that she didn't go to the mikveh, so you give her the ksuba also. Yeah. You go through with part of the ceremony, give over the ksuba. That's why the giving over of the ksuba precedes the chuppah, in order to enable the chuppah to be considered a chuppah haruya labi, even on the level of the Rabbanim. That's our practice. So here the Gemara is talking, the Gemara is obviously talking about a case that they didn't do the way the Balita says he's supposed to do. They got married, let's say, 6 o'clock, they had the wedding. And then they have a party, a big party. And then they say, hey, we gotta fill out a ksuba. He's gonna go home later on. He doesn't wanna be with his wife without a ksuba. Right now they're dancing and singing, so there's no problem. She doesn't need a ksuba now. But later on they're gonna go home, so they're gonna need a ksuba. By the time they say damonanzich, they have to write the ksuba, it's already lila. So they never made a kabbalah skinyan on anything. They just got married at 6 o'clock. So what do you do with the Zman on the Ksuba? Do you write the earliest Zman from 6 o'clock, which was Bayom, or do you write the latest Zman after Tzeis HaKham is the next day? So Shmuel comes up with a Chiddush, just like a Maisat Bezin is Nichtav Bayom and Echtam Balayla, so to Ksuba is the same thing. Af Ksuba is Nichtav is Bayom, Venechtem is Balayla. Even though the Ksuba was written in the daytime, even though if they made a Kabbalah's Kinyan in the daytime, it's the same by a Halvoah. Tais is quoted from Bava Basra, Daf Kufayin Beis. It's the same by any Chayv like that. If you remember the original Zman, so you write the original Zman, that's the correct Zman when the Shimon Chasmi got. We're talking, he never made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. The din is that, but he got married at 6 o'clock. When he gets married, you don't need a Kinyan. When he gets married, that's a Tanai Bezin. Whether you like it or not, you owe your wife the Ksuba. And that's when the Shibat Ksuba began. So that's what Shmuel says, that the correct Zman is the Zman from the morning. Which Zman do you write? The earliest Zman or the latest Zman?
Later on.
An agent selling his property
if one say that you can marry by the Ksuba, and by marrying, you automatically must be a Ksuba, so the
Ksuba is only a Shtaraya. It's only a Shtaraya. The Ksuba is Mkhuyiv anyway, yeah.
So the Rabbonah say that you must have the Shtaraya, otherwise you can be 1 hour with
her. Right, because she's going to be nervous. The girl, the wife, may be nervous. She doesn't know the dinim. She may think that if she doesn't have a Ksuba, the husband is going to divorce. That's a new problem that Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his Sefer on Bava Metzia. He doesn't have it in the Tshuvas. He has it in his Pilpul Sefer on Bava Metzia. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, right before he died, sent someone a letter about that. Also, that they printed right after he died. That's a different thing, because by us, they fill out the Ksuba before the Erison even. So that's a question. If the Erison is going to be Balayla, doesn't make sense to write the Zman of Bayom. What do you mean, the Shibin Nechasim is Chal Bayom? They're not even married yet, they're just engaged. How is it possible to speak of Shibin Nechasim if it's never Shach to collect it? You only collect the Ksuba when she gets divorced, or she to Salman or to Zgash. If they're not even married, so it's not Shach. So that's why Moshe Feinstein claims that even if they made the Kabbalah's Kinyan Bayom, but if the Kiddushin is going to be Balayla, so it's not Shach to collect the Ksuba before they're even married, so that was his taina.
You should write the later date in the
Ksuba. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote in the letter a different argument. Why? No, that's not a problem. Yeah, whenever you want, let's say I lend you money, and I want you to give me a milva b'shtar, and we agree that the Shimon Nechasim will not begin from now. Let's say sometimes I make out a check, I don't have enough. You don't have enough money in the bank now to cover it. So I write a head check from a later date. So the same in Iksuba. The Kala is Meichel on the Shimon Nechasim for the next month, and she'll accept the Shimon Nechasim starting from a month now. So that's acceptable. Lachatchila, normally we wouldn't allow it. The Ramo and Choshen Mishpat quotes from Rishonim, Lachatchila ain la'achir shum shtar. She never make a shtar me'ucha because it's mechzik shikra. At the time that they're going to sign it and give it over, it looks very strange, looks very fishy. Gives over a shtar with a later date. But over here, the Paskim say, this is not a mechzik shikra. They write a shtar now at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, but they know the chuppah is not going to take place until 8:30 at night. So it's not mechzik shikra. By the time they're going to read it and hand it over, it's going to be the right day.
Right.
It's not mechzik shikra. Mechzik shikra is at the time that you hand it over, doesn't look strange. They're going to give it over ben hashmashes. Not strange.
Are you thinking it has no significance?
Right, the reading that was a later innovation. To make a hafsoker, right. The problem was that you just said Bar Piagofen on the Koshal Erisin, and now you're going to say Bar Piagofen a minute later on the Koshal Nisuin. So that's why Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam introduced that they should waste some time in the middle, that it shouldn't look so strange. So they introduced that you should read the Ksuba. A lot of Rabbanim read the Ksuba very quickly. The whole idea is to read it slowly. If you remember, Ablazer Silva used to read Ksubas. That was his expertise. By the weddings, he used to give a whole dramatic reading. And if anybody would talk in the middle, he would stop and start again. You had to listen to every word that he... And he read it very slowly. That's the halacha. But the whole reading of the Ksuv is to waste time, to make a hafsaka between the two bar piyagofim, that it shouldn't look so strange. So this is Shmuel's deal. It makes a lot of good sense. Shmuel's talking about a case that they got married by Yom. That's how Rashi learns. Af Ksuvah Rashi learns, Mishas Ksiva de Nichnasa Lechupah. They got married at 6 o'clock. They wrote the Ksuvah, but then they got married. They forgot to sign it. So that's okay. They got married already. So the Shibur Ksuvah is already there. Rashi writes, Mishas, how does Rashi say? Mishas Ksiva de Nichnasa Lechupah, the Kirub Chasan Sunachal Shibuda. You don't even need the chassid to accept upon himself. The chachamim imposed the chiyuv ksuba at the time that he gets married.
What does kirov chassid?
Kirov means the kirov hadas, the fact that he has an outpouring of love towards the girl at the time that he gets married. So the kirov hadas, the hiskarbus of the chassid is like a hiskaivus midas. You don't even need that. No, they made a chuppah. They did a chuppah. So, during Yerushin. During Yerushin, there's a machloikis. The Gemara in Bav Metzia has a ribaya, the Leib Shita, where the Yesh Larus, let's say a man marries a girl, gives her a ring, Hariyam Kodeshusli, never goes through. Bizman HaTanach, Bizman HaGemara, they used to do Yerushin, and then they would wait a half a year, a year, to do Nisun. So what if in the middle of the half a year, the year, he decides he can get himself a better Shidduch, and he wants to divorce his wife? So he divorces her, does he have to pay her an Ksuba? So if he gave her a Ksuba, during Yerushin, whatever he gave her, he has to pay. He never gave her a Ksuba. So is it a Tanai Bezin? Is there a din if you hold Ksuba derais, if you hold Ksuba derabanan? Is there a din that even if you divorce an Arusa, you also have to pay Ksuba? Or is it only if you divorce after Nisuin? They were living together then. So the Gemara has an Ibaya de Leif Shita, and there's no conclusion. So what's the halacha bottom line? So it's a machlekes de Rama Mentesis, how you should pass from the halacha. Whether Yesh La Arusa Ksuba, Arein La Arusa Ksuba. But if during the Erison he was... Mishabin himself said he wants to give Ksuba, then it has all the dinim of Ksuba, then it does have the dinim. So Rashi is going, if they made the chuppah, Mishas Ksiba, they usually write the Ksuba when she's nichnasa lechuppah. So since there's a hiskarvas hadas of the chasineh, so then is a takanas chachamim. At the moment of Nisuin is a takanas chacham. Rashi learns al pi pashtus here, like the Rishonim who hold lalocha that Arusa doesn't get any ksuba, unless kasav lo. But if loy kasav lo, zain lo ksuba. But in Nisuin, as yesh lo ksuba, even if loy kasav lo. So he says when they wrote the ksuba, right at the time of the chuppah, even though they didn't sign it yet, you don't have to sign it. You don't have to write it. It's a tanai bezin when you have Nisuin, so you mischayev to pay the ksuba to the kal. You don't even need the kirov. No, you don't even need the ksiva. The kirov chasnas means the kirov hadas at the time of the nisuin. That's when the hachamim amechayev the shibut ksuba.
It's a rusa. It's only if she lives in with her father, but if she comes to his house, if a shliach takes her, then
it'll be nisuin. Pasha, the reason they didn't eat flesh the whole week long. Yeah, they had no money. So the only fleshy meal they had was on Shabbos. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Can't get married on Yom Tov. Can't get married on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, you're not going to marry Chana Moed, so you get married Erev Shabbos. So the Suda is going to be the Friday night Suda. So the Shaila is, sometimes there would be some delays, there'd be a hassle about how much money they're going to promise to each other. But sometimes it would be so late on Friday afternoon, they would just make it by the skin of their teeth, they'll make the chuppah, they didn't have a chance to write the ksuba. So that's what Taisus talks about. Yesh mekayim shenagim lichtav ksuba be'erev Shabbos. They write the ksuba, but there were a hassle and there was some kind of a delay. So they had the chuppah late on Friday afternoon, and they didn't have a chance to sign it till Matzoy Shabbos. Is there anything wrong if you sign it 2-3 days later? But the nisuin was on erev Shabbos. So Taisa says that's based on our Gemara that when they have the nisuin,
that's the date.
So Taisa says wrong. How much money they're going to promise to each other. And sometimes it would be so late on Friday afternoon, they would just make it by the skin of their teeth. They'll make the chuppah. They didn't have a chance to write the ksuba. So that's what Taisus talks about. Yesh mekayim shenagim lichtav aksuva ve'erev Shabbos. They write the aksuva, but there were a hassle and there was some kind of a delay. So they had the chuppah late on Friday afternoon and they didn't have a chance to sign it till Matzoy Shabbos. Is there anything wrong if you sign it 2-3 days later? But the Nisuin was on Erev Shabbos. So Taisa says that's based on our Gemara. That when they have the Nisuin,
that's the date tonight.
That's the date. So Taisa says wrong. Taisa says wrong. Shmuel is only talking about the Ikik Ksuba. But Bizman Hazeh, the meaning is that everybody gives Tosefes Ksuba. We give Tosefes Ksuba many times more than the Ikik Ksuba. The Ikik Ksuba is Bupkis. The Ikik Ksuba is just a few hundred dollars. The Tosefes Ksuba is something like $20,000. So Taisa says, when you get married, whether you like it or not, there's a Tanai Bezna that you owe Ike Ksuba. But the Tosefes Ksuba, there's no Tanai Bezna on that. So on that, you have to have a Kabbalah's Kinyan. See, if Kona Miyodo on Friday, Miyodo's Kona Miyodo, that works even by Halvoah. You don't even, then you write that date. Yeah. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Kufayim Beis. But if it was like Kona Miyodo on Erev Shabbos on the Tosefes, so that, then you can't, on Matzoi Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos Mount Mishnah, you can't write the earlier date. For the Tosefis, you can write the earlier date for the Ikik Suba, and then you write the Hosif Lamin Delay, added on Odnes Kukul Kesef Tzorachem, a different date. You got to write the date from today that he's giving over the Ksuba.
The other day you said that Tosefis Suba is like a Ikik Suba.
Oh, and other Rishonim disagree with this Tosefis. Here Tosefis says, Yesh Mekoymes. Shenogim lichtavak Suba. It does mean that that's the way they are mindgefir to do like this. It means if the Chuppah was late, so they're not concerned, they're not worried about it because of Shmuel's din. They had a practice, they wrote the Ksuba Erev Shabbos, and the Chuppah was Erev Shabbos. The Chuppah, they already got married Erev Shabbos, and they wouldn't sign it until later. Zaktais is Veda Nochel Lasses came, Mishum Tosefes. Because what's with the there is no Tanai Bezin on a Tosefes Ksuba. So some Rishonim say, no problem, because the din is Tosefes Ksuba. Tanoi Ksuba, Kiksuba Damyan. Right. So even though when you get married, Staman, you don't mention any Tosefes.
You're
not Mechuyev Tosefes, but once you say, I want to give another Meir Zekuk and Kesetzov another $20,000, so then I treat it as if the getting married is Mechayev, that you don't, as far as you don't even need the Kabbalah's Kinyan. So Taisa says that may even be right, but the question is there Islay Kolam. If I would have written the Taisis, I would have written differently. I would have written, when he got married on Erev Shabbos, the only thing that's a Tanai Bezin is the Ikik Ksuba. Tosefes Ksuba is up to each chasm, whether he wants to obligate himself or not. So if he didn't make a Kabbalah's Kinyan on Friday, there was no Chiyuv Tosefes Ksuba on Friday. So it's mamish the wrong man. What is there to discuss? Taisis does not say that. Taisis is already giving in that maybe it is the right man. Maybe since he expressed, he said, I want to add Tosefes to the Kemina Gamdina. He wants to write the Ksuba, the standard text that everybody writes with the Tosefes. The Tosefes is even prepared to say, Tosefes Ksuba, Dina Kiksuba, that since he agrees to give more, so the Chup is even Mechayiv that. It's like a Tanai Bezin. But they just throw in one monkey wrench, maybe it's Leis Likolam. Who says that it's Isli Kolam on the Tosefes? Maybe it's Leis Likolam. And then later, Balei HaTosefes disagree, and they defend this practice. So they say, I think the Mordechai, the Agudah, the Rosh Mona, one of the later Balei HaTosefes, they say, what do you mean? This is standard Nusach. Everybody writes Tosefes. They even write the exact verbatim, the exact Nusach. Now in Eretz Yisrael, every Chosim writes a different amount, because they really collected when they get divorced, they collected. But for many centuries, no one ever collected. They wrote telephone numbers. No one could ever afford to. Who could afford to pay $20,000? So they used to write amounts of money that they knew would never be collected. So the later Balei HaTosefes say that since this is the standard Nusach that everybody writes, that's also Islay Kola. But that's what Taisus Chepit, Dilma Leislay Kola. Dilma Leislay Kola.
What the problem is, it's not written down true, but there are eight of them. They have their eight of them. They have everything in order.
The Gemara says, I don't know. The Gemara says, Milbal Peh is Leis Leikolo. So the Gemara says like this, Milbal Peh is Leis Leikolo. Why? Because Man the Yosef, Betzino Yosef. People borrow money. They don't want the whole world to know they borrow money. Milba the Shtar, that's considered this Leikolo. Because the fact that he has people signing a Shtar, the guy's going to be able to, so one's going to tell the other that's this Leikolo. The Gemara says, Kana miyado, in the presence of Edom, is this lekala, because
also the same
king in the ksiva I made. Okay. Right. And over here, that's the shaila. So Taisus Chepes, maybe the Tasefes Ksube, they're masking to go a little, they're masking to the major step, and they're dinging Zach on the minor point.
Yeah.
They're masking to the major step, that even though they never made a Kabbalah's Kinyan on a Tasefes Ksube, so why say that there was any chiyuv to give it at all? He was never Mekabel King. So they're masking to say Tasefes Ksube Kiksube Damyan. If you agree to it, so when you get married, it's considered a Tanai Bezin as if you, it's Mechayiv you. But Eitaina, that's Leis Lekola. On the basic amount of the Ika Ksuba Avada, that's Is Lekola. Everyone who gets married has it. But the Tosefis Ksuba, since it depends whether you accepted it upon yourself or not, so they dings up, maybe it's Leis Lekola. Leis Lekola. So that's what the later Rishonim say. What do you mean? So that's the whole problem, Leis Lekola. Since that's the Minigam Deed, everybody gives it, that's the standard practice, that's also Is Lekola. Sometimes it's longer than Shabbos.
Yeah, maybe not just
sometimes
after Matzoi Shabbos.
Next Shabbos. Yeah. Next Matzoi Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Middle of Shabbos, no one's going to sell anything. So that's Shmuel's Chiddush. Shmuel's Chiddush makes sense. The Gemara wants to know whether Rav, very often there were machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara wants to know, does anybody disagree with Shmuel? Does Rav agree or disagree? Can we prove that Rav also agrees with Shmuel? So the Gemara tells him, Maisa Shahaya, a story. So the Gemara says, Ksubosa de Rav Chiya bar Rav. Rav had a son, his name is Rav Chiya bar Rav. Not the famous Rav Chiya. A different. Yeah. That was Rav's uncle, that's right. So Ksibase, the Rav Chiya bar Rav, was exactly such a case. It was Ichta Bayom, and it wasn't signed until the Echtem Balaila Hava, and Hava Rav Hosem, and Rav is there, and Rav didn't object. So the Gemara says, so don't we see that Rav seems to hold the same as Shmuel? That there's no problem, since they got married Bayom, so it's a Maisid Bezin, and Islay Kola, and everything is fine, so it's good. Rav and Shmuel both say the same. Lema, should I say, Kishmuel Svira Lei? Does this indicate that Rav is masking with Shmuel? So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe you can dingzach with Shmuel. Maybe one can hold that you don't treat it like a Maisa does. But that was an under Maisa. That was Asukim Be'osuinyin Havo de Tanya. Asukim Be'osuinyin is a din, even in Shar Shtaris, even in Shtari Mammon. Let's say I make an agreement with you. You lend me $50,000, and then we want to write a shtar halvor. So, Kozman, it's only milvav peh, there's no shim nechosim. Well, when we're going to write a shtar, it's going to become a milvav bishtar, there'll be shim nechosim. So let's say I yes the Edom to write the shtar. On Sunday, I yes the Edom to write a shtar for $50,000, I'm negotiating with you to borrow the $50,000. So the Chachamim write a shtar, the two Chachamim, the Edom, write a shtar with the Sunday's month. I don't get to borrow the money from you until Tuesday night. I see you, you give me the money, and then I give you the shtar. So that's no good. That's a shtar mukdam. It has Sunday's date. That's no good. But what happens if it's Tuesday afternoon, 8 o'clock, and you lend me the $50,000? I say, oh, do me a favor, write a shtar that I owe him the $50,000. So it takes a while. They're davening mincha, they're davening marv, they have a shiur, until they finally finish it, it's ready after Tzeisach Chum. But they were already there. So then the Gemara says, if it's Asukim v'yosawinyin, theoretically we were holding by making the shtar halvoy at 8 o'clock already. He already made the halvoy at 8 o'clock, we're prepared to make the shtar. It takes a while. You have to daven mincha, marv, you have to learn. There are delays over here. But they weren't mafsik with anything else in between. So since it's all Asukim v'yosawinyin, so that's not considered a mugdom. It's considered as if the Shiva Nechasim began from the beginning. That's like the Gemara that Tosis quoted. If you remember that the Kinyan Suda was made 2 months ago, you can write that date that's not a Mugdam, because that is the correct date. That's the date when the Shiva Nechasim began. So here also, the Shiva Nechasim begins from the time that they're preparing themselves. He already made the Havoah. From the time they're preparing themselves to write the Shtar, there's already Yisle Kola and there's already a Shiva Nechasim. That's what the Gemara says.
What is the Asukim voice then in between Eris and Nisun?
You talk about what
does mean Eris and Nisun. Does mean Eris and Nisun. I think it means a different thing. They made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, let's say, 8 o'clock in the afternoon, the chas made a kabbalas kinyan, he's mischayv himself to give the kala so much tos. The ikka ksuba is chayv anyway. The tosefes ksuba, you need a kabbalas kinyan. So they made a kabbalas kinyan on a tosefes ksuba, and then he said, write a ksuba. They don't have a standard form. We have a standard form, takes 2 minutes, you put it in there. They didn't have printed in the Bismarck class, you have to write from the beginning to the end. It takes a while. And they're davening, and they're reading, and they're dancing, and they're a whole tumult. So it takes a while, but really, theoretically, they were prepared to write the whole ksuba then. So since they were prepared already then, Alpidin, the Shimon Chosin begins then. There's the kolo with the shibud, the chiyuv is there. He accepts upon himself the obligation. If it would have been kana miyadai, is upgeret. That's a davar posh. But even if it's not kana miyadai, I assume that it's already the Shimon Chosin from the beginning of the writing of the shtar.
What does it mean by oysa
inyan? The inyan of the halvoy. The inyan of the halvoy, or the inyan of the ksuba.
They were discussing the terms of the halvoy, of the ksuba.
It was already all discussed. It's already all discussed. They're holding by writing it, and it just took a while till they finished writing it, because there were other things that caused the delay.
For the delays, the delay took place because they were suffering.
Yeah. There were delays.
The writing took.
There was no delay.
It was agreement.
They just had to wait a while till they finished doing the work, till they finished writing the shtar. But since they began by Yom. So the correct zman is the beginning of this zman of the shtar, not the end of the zman. So the Gemara says that chasen by Rav Chiya, the son of Rav, doesn't, and Rav didn't oppose the fact that they signed it, does not necessarily indicate that Rav is masking with Shmuel, that it has a status like a Maisa Bezin. No, Maisa Bezin could be different, but here it happens to have been a Sukkim Osuinyan, and that's good even in Shtori Halvor. The Tanya Omer Rav Lezer Rav Tzorek, Roshana Wella, when does the Mishnah say Kol HaShtoris, are no good, that's only by Kshena Sukkim Osuinyan. So then it's considered as if the Shimon Chosin began from before. That's the correct zman. That's not considered a Shtar Mugna. Then it would be Kosh. We don't know. The Gemara says we can't tell from that story. You can't necessarily tell one way or the other. It could be that Rav disagrees with Shmuel, but this story happened to have been Asukim Asuin. This is a different story. This case was Asukim Asuin, and Asukim Asuin, even in Shar Shtaris, is good. So it doesn't necessarily prove that Ksuba has the status that Rav is masking with Shmuel. Yeah. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about Zman and a Get. So what if the husband wrote a get for his wife on Sunday and he doesn't get to deliver the get to the wife till Wednesday? So that was a machloikis in the Mishnah. So Rav Shimon says that's okay. Even though this man was written on Sunday and he gives the get on Wednesday, that's the correct man. Oh, so the Gemara says, well, what was the reason for the this man is only with the Rabbanon. And I tell you, there's no need for his man in the get. So what was the reason for the Takana the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says this is clear, Machloikis is only within the Chachamim of the Reb Shimon. But this Tana Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, he clearly holds that the reason for the Takana de Rabbanan is in order that you should know up until what date is the husband entitled to Peres Nichsim Maluk. And he holds that once Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, once the husband made up his mind, he wants to divorce her and he instructs the Sefer to write the get, he already loses the Peres Nichsim Maluk. So when the Sefer wrote the get with his man, that's the correct man. It's not a mugdam. It's a mugdam to the gerishin, but it's not a mugdam to the time that he loses the peris. And his man that's written in the get is because of peris. It's the correct man. That's what Rav explained. That's what we knew that all along. We were assuming that all along. So here's the Gemara. Oh, my Rav, my time of the Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon say that it's good? He doesn't give the get till a week later. So has it's the get mugdam is no good. So he says, no. Kosova, his opinion is, Kimishanasanen of Lagarsha. It doesn't mean he's thinking of divorcing his wife. There are couples who are thinking of divorcing for 50 years. He wrote a get. And writing a get also doesn't mean anything. He wrote a get, and ultimately he delivered that get. So this turns out to be the Haskolos HaGerishin. The writing of this get, Takas, served as the Haskolos HaGerishin. That's what we discussed. Kimishanasanen of Lagarsha, since he wrote, he had the cipher write the get. That's considered the Tchilas HaGerishin. Shuv ain't lo Peiris. That's why he loses Peiris Nichsim Elo. Okay. Now the Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim within Reb Shimon. Do we pass like Reb Shimon or not? Why should we pass like Reb Shimon? The Mishnah has a Machlokes Atanoim. You should really say Yochid V'Rav Malachim Reb Shimon, not pass like Reb Shimon. We're going to discuss a case. What if it's a Shas HaTchak? Let's say the husband wrote the get was written on Sunday. And then the Baal doesn't get to give the get until Friday morning. Mamish HaMugdam. Reb Shimon holds that it's the correct man. As this man when Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. The husband gives the get to the Isha, and they didn't realize that this is only Reb Shimon Shita. And then the husband disappears, he can't get him back. Or the woman already remarried. So you're going to tell her she has to go get another get. So the Gemara is going to discuss such a story. The Gemara says there was a Maisa Shahaya, that's what they did. It's an interesting story. On the last line, on Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, we'll have to get to all the details. Also, the Kamed Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Azah get came to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And was already a Shas HaTchak. The woman already remarried, Rashi says, on the top of the next daf. Shalach Zele Darko, the husband already went to South America. We don't know how he got disappeared. Oh, Nisus Kvar beget Zeh, the woman remarried. So what are you going to say? You need another get. So this Amoy Rabbi Shimon Malavia Kipaskin, even though normally we don't accept Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Zokta Kedai Rabbi Shimon, this Machalav, Bishas Atchak. If there is a Shas Atchak, so Kedai Rabbi Shimon, you can follow Zachar Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Bishas Atchak. It's an interesting cloud. You see on the right hand side,
that's
the
not a mukdam.
That is not a mukdam. Yeah. That is the correct amount. Even though in the normal circumstances we do not pass him like this, Rabbi Shimon, he was outvoted. But if you really have a Shas HaTchak, make the Mekel Zayn.
When do you know when to?
Huh?
This is really a Bidiyavid.
More than Bidiyavid. No, more than Bidiyavid Gadol. Bidiyavid plus a Shas HaTchak.
When do you apply that in, that if you pass him like a Yochet, even though Shas HaTchak?
Right. So that's a big machlokes in Yeridei between the Shach and the Taz. All the cases that the Gemara has happen to be the Rabbanim. Here. The get mukdam, the whole issue is only the rabbanim. And I tell you, you don't need his man. The whole thing is lamalav lamarit. Mukdam, nishke mukdam. The woman is megureshes today. What do I care? The whole issue is only the rabbanim. The Gemara in Brach here on the top line on Yud Testament Aleph, and the Masoras Hashas on the top line. It gives you all the cross references. So what is in Brachas Daf Tes? In Brachas Daf Tes, the Gemara is talking about the Birchas Kriyashma. I allowed to say Birchas Kriyashma after Chatzos Halaylos. The Gemara tells. The children of Rav Gamliel went to a chasana, and it was already 4 o'clock in the morning when they got home. So B'shas HaTchak came in Mekel Zayin to say the Birchas Kriyashma after Chatzos. That's a din de Rabbanan. Brach al Batola is an issue of the Rabbanan. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mehen is talking about Muktzeh. Muktzeh is vayter de Rabbanan. Hashayla, you'll have to move the Muktzeh because the Goyim are going to come, the Nazis are going to come. You've got to give them a hard time. So B'shas HaTchak came in Mekel Zayin. The Gemara in Nida is also talking about Tumas Mei Shleisel Mafreya. Dinam de Rabbanan. All the four cases that the Gemara has are all talking about Dinam de Rabbanan. So that will lead some of the Achronim to say that this whole concept, Kadai Hura Ploini, this Mechala B'Shas HaTchak, when you have a Machloik is Yochid Rabbim, is only by Dinam de Rabbanan. And other Achronim hold no. Machloik is the Shach and the Taz. Other Achronim hold no. That even by Dinam de Raisa also. What is it based on by Din de Rabbanan? It doesn't make any sense by Din de Rabbanan either. What is it based on?
Din like this,
if the Din is, if it's Oiski Paskin, not like him. So we don't hold like that. But Bidiyevit also the din is not so. It has to be Bidiyevit with a Shas HaTchak. You have to have a big Shas HaTchak. What is it all based on? So that's what Rabbi Yankel Karlina has in the Mishkan Es Yankel, has in the Sefer Ambrochus, in the end of the first paragraph, not on Daf Tes, but it's a on Daf Yud Aleph. Mishkan Es Yankel has a Sefer Ambrochus. It's called Koheles Yankel. So he explains that this is based on the concept that the Gemara has that Eile V'Eile Dibili Kim Chaim. When you have a Machlokes Satanoim or Amaroim, sometimes you have a machlokes pashut in history. Is it nighttime? Is it daytime? Is it snowing outside? Are we in Alaska? Are we in America? Ashayla mitzis, he can't say it'll be able to do the kim chai. Either it's nighttime or it's daytime. Either it's yes or it's no. It can't be both at the same time. But sometimes you have a machlokes in halacha. What it really means is that the case has elements of isa, elements of heta, elements of tur, elements of chiyuv. And it's up to the Chachamim to determine whether they feel that the elements of Isa outweigh that. So the Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, he leaves it up to the discretion of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dorador, the way they understand. So what it means to say is that the Shita, whose opinion is not accepted, is not that he's wrong, his opinion has not been accepted. Halacha Lamaisa, as far as Hanhagas Agava, we don't accept it. But there is such a Shita, that's why we say it's Divrei Elokim Chaim, it constitutes a Chepta Shel Torah. So that's why the Mishkan is younger, right? That's why sometimes the Gemara has such a concept that if it's a big Shas HaTchak, you can even follow the minority opinion and say, Kedai hu lis mechala b'Shas HaTchak. So once you say that that's the Dior HaDover, then there's room to say that it can even work on a Din de Raisa also. You don't have to restrict the Davka to a Din de Rabbana. You don't have to restrict the dafke to a din derabbanan. That's what Rabbi Yosef Fengel has in his long kuntris on Shemitah of his man Azeh. The Kotzke Rebbe was a mechutna of Rabbi Yosef Fengel, Morgenstern. So the Kotzke Rebbe wrote a kol kere against the tzionim that they're relying 100 years ago. They're relying on a het mechir and the gishtoigen, the shikfloigen. They're a violation of the dinim of Shemitah from the Torah Kedosha, and you're not allowed to support them in their endeavors. So Rabbi Yosef Fengel sent a letter 100 pages long. It's called the Oitzis Yosef and Shvius. It starts off a whole book, Lechvod Mechutani Hagoyen Ha'admur Mikotsk. And he writes an open letter to his Mechutin that is just not so, that's not their rice, it's only the Shemitah's, only the Rabbanim is Manazan. He and the man had a whole long letter, and then he's even prepared to say that maybe it's even mutter for the farmers to do Avodas HaSodah without a Mechira. Maybe you don't even have to sell to an Arab. Why? He says, since there is a Shaila, there is an opinion in Rishonim that Kedusha Saritz is Batla, there isn't even any Kedusha Midirabbanon Bezman Azeh. So even though normally we don't accept that opinion, the generally accepted opinion that Shemitah is the Rabbanon, and there's the minority opinion that Shemitah is the Raisish. But such a Shas Atkak, if the farmers at that time 100 years ago, if they wouldn't do Avodas HaKark, they would go broke. So you would have to go collect nedavos, they would have to live off of charity. So he says maybe that's considered a shas hadchak, and maybe kedai hu raplein list mechal the shas hadchak, even by dinim deraisa. And he refers you to this discussion, the shach and the taz and the eridei. He has a little bit about that. Rav Moshe also talks about this, where they say kedai hu raplein list mechal the shas hadchak by dinim deraisa. So it's interesting. The Gemara, one of the four cases in shas, is over here. Rav Shimon Shita. The Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is not accepted. He was outvoted. If it's nichta by Yom and Echta Malala, there's no good. So the Gemara that tells Tamai said that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was once faced with a big shas atchak. Whatever it was, Rashi says either she had already remarried or halach zeladarka, the husband disappeared. On the top of Yutesim and Allah, she was an aguna. So then Rabbi Shua ben Levi was make like Rabbi Shimon b'shas atchak. So we'll have to learn the whole Gemara. That's also a case of Mugdal. Gemara calls it a case of Mugdal. We'll have to get to the details.
Okay, what do we mean by Eliyahu?
What it means? That's what it means. What does mean Eliyahu Yehudibul Kim Chaim? So that's what many Mepharshim say. The Maharsho has like this, and the Maralmi Prague, and the Ritvo, and Erevin Adaptid Gimel. That Gemara is an Erevin. So they all write like that. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, and he was asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, what are the dinim? So he said, this case is also, this case is muta. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, what about this case? So they said, they're visualizing the way it was happening. So they said, the Baruch Shalom must have told him it has elements of Isa, elements of Heter, and he doesn't give him a clear psak. He says, he leaves it up to the discretion of the Chachmei HaDorah and every generation that they should decide based on their understanding of Kala Torah Kula. So it means that the one whose opinion is not accepted is not that he's wrong. It's not accepted, La Locha, but there is some truth to it. That's what it means. Zivri Likim Chai. Like the Gemara has it by the Beishamai and the Beisil. But even though Beishamai, even Mishas Atchak, we wouldn't follow. The Gemara says that Beishamai and Mokh Mishil ain't a Mishnah. So that sharp expression, ain't a Mishnah, means nothing. Even Mishas Atchak, we wouldn't rely on it. But still, we say when you learn Beishamai Shita, doesn't constitute Bittul Torah. It's still considered a Chepsa Shal Torah. We say it's Divrei Lekim Chayim, that you know, fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When you learn it.
Assuming I didn't listen. Assuming I took Beishamai's thing.
Yeah.
But I get Malkus? People
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. You get the Isa too. The blood will be a mamzer.
He ate chicken with milk together because he fasted, does it? It's not off. That doesn't mean that
it's not
no, there were Tanoim who disagree. They have a right to disagree, and their Balabatim have a right to follow their Lord Asra. But the other communities are not allowed to follow. In the end of today's Sedra in Parshas Baaloicha, the Chumash tells us about the Bechiras HaSanhedrin. Moshe was commanded to establish a Sanhedrin. So the expression used in the pasuk is "Viaradati v'dibarti itcho." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will come down and speak to you." V'atzalti min haruach asher alecho. I will cause the ruach hanevuah that you have to pass over to the others as well. So the Medrash Rabbah here is a Yalkut Shimoni, but the Medrash Rabbah has the lashon. Yalkut Shimoni is a likud from a lot of midrashim. So the Medrash Rabbah has an expression, that this terminology, the Orarti Vidibarti, is Lahodia, to indicate Shiyom Minui Hazakenim, the day on which these Sanhedrin were appointed, Hayachovi B'lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so cherished by the Rabbanu Shalom, Kiyom Matan Torah. Why? Shenema, the same expression appears there, Ki B'yom HaShlish Yered HaShem HaSinai. There it says Yered HaShem, and here it says V'yaradati. What does it mean? So L'chor de Pashtus that the Medrash is driving at, the Medrash Rabba, there's a long Arich has granted, the Medrash Rabba on Bamidbor is not by the Amaroim. I think they say just the Medrash Rabba on Bereshis, if I'm not mistaken, is by Amaroim. So Bamidbor is Gor. Rashi always refers to it as Rab Moshe Hadarshan, no? Rashi quotes it from Rab Moshe Hadarshan. Rashi doesn't even call it a Medrash Rabba. It's a later Likud by the Rishon. So the Medrash Rabba has a long Arichas on the Parsha Bechiras HaSanhedrin, how you have to be mechabit talmid hachachomim, and the way the pasuk says es Hashem elokecha tira es l'rabbis talmid hachachomim, because es always means es hatofel, like it says verochet is kol besara b'mayim. A person is tummy has to be tovel in the mikveh. So why does it say es kol besara es hatofel besara l'rabbis es haseyor? That if a person has long hair, they have to be tovel their body in the mikveh with the hair. And the pasuk says by Asher Aniskal, V'lo yeyochel es besara. If the shor shaharag es adam, Bezen has to make a gemar din lemisa. And it says that the shor is also b'achila ba'anos. So it says V'lo yeyochel es besara. So the gemar says in Balakam, es hatofel besara. Es hatofel besara means the or, even the leather, even the skin is also also ba'anos. So the Maharami Prague writes in one of his svarim that the same is over here. The drosh of the Tanaim was es Hashem lekecha tira es l'rabbis hatofel. Who is tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Talmid HaChachamim. In what sense are the Talmid HaChachamim tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what the Medrash is saying. Lodiya, that when HaKadosh, when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the Sanhedrin, it was Chavi of Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiyoy Matan Torah. What does it mean? The Pasuk says in Bo Aschanan that when the Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed the Aseres Hadibas at Har Sinai, it was Kol Godol V'lo Yosof. The Rashi writes two pshatim from the Tanoim. One pshat, V'lo Yosof, that it didn't, V'lo Pasak, that the Kol Hashem still continues. Where does the Kol Hashem continue? We don't hear any kolos of rock and any booming sounds from heaven about, proclaiming what the dinim are. So the answer is, it's not such a gilui shechina, the kolos of rockim, but the Rabbanu Shalom implants in every generation Talmid HaChachamim who should continue with the Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai was in a very spectacular fashion with kolos of rockim, but the concept of the Ararati V'Dibarti continues with the Gedoli Hador Shebechol Dor V'Dor Talmid HaChachamim in every generation. And that's why the Rebbe Kiva said Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim, that the Talmid HaChachamim are bottle, that's the tofel to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's why it's so important to be mechabed the Talmid HaChachamim. So it's interesting, the Medrash Rabbah has a comment on this pasuk, Es for Li Shivimish. What is the connotation of the word Li? So the Medrash says that there are 13, an interesting comment, that there are 13 places in Chumash where it says that the Rabbanu Shalom has something. Chenat Amot says, it's a Medrash Rabbah on this week, said, Shehazikeinim echod meyud gimel dvarim sheim ksufim l'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are things that are meyuchot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the significance of having something meyuchot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So one of the places where it says Li, one of the 13 places is the beginning of Parshas Truma. It says, then it says, V'yosu Li Mikdosh. The Tanoim, they don't count Truma, I don't think. They say, I'll have to take a look. I think they count V'yosu Li Mikdosh. They say, the Truma and the Mikdosh are the same. It says, V'yosu Li Mikdosh. So the Medrash says, this is a Sifrei. Maybe it's on this passage, I don't know. The Yalkut Shemoni on Truma quotes a Sifrei. V'yikhu Li, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shlomo says, "Kol mokum shenem ali, hareze kayam liolam liolmei olam." Just like the Rabbanu Shlomo lasts forever, so his institutions, the getlach institutions, last forever. The zikeinim by the Talmid Chacham says, "Es for li." So that in every generation, the Rabbanu Shlomo sees that they're going to be Talmid Chachamim who will paskin lamito shofer. The Kohanim shtei v'chi hanuli. The Levim says, "V'hoyelu alavim." Even though they're Kohanim who make chalolis, they marry grushes and they intermarry and so on, and one might think perhaps we'll come to a time that the whole kahuna will be in this batla. Baruch Shalom says it'll never happen. Chas v'chalil. B'kohanim shteid v'chi hanuli, so it's liyol lama liyol ma'alam. V'levim shteid v'hoyu liyavim. Klal Yisrael shteid ki li b'nei Yisrael. B'malchus, malchus shteid v'say ki reisi b'banav li melech, malchus beis David. there's a temporary lapse. It's quiet now. So there's going to be a Melech HaMashiach. The Malchus Beis David is still around. It's going to pop up again. Kirisi Bebonav Li Melech. Eretz Yisrael State. Kili Kol Ha'aretz. That's the pasuk. It says that you're not allowed to. It sell. Says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael. We have to realize, Taka, like the Medrash says, that Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to us, and Yerushalayim doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to realize that it's only a pikudin. We have to watch the pikudin, make sure that we're not Peshaya.
By Russia.
Yeah, by Russia.